Blog Talk Radio.
No. That is it within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. the one who forgave all of our iniquities, the one, glory be to God, he removes all of our diseases, the one that put good things in our mouths, and also the one that redeems us unto God the Father. We thank God for Jesus on tonight. We thank God for the shed blood on Calvary. And we thank God for you, because we know we're two or more touching and agreeing in his name, that he promises to be in our midst in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor Anthony Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons here tonight during this hour of prayer. We thank God for you as you have called in tonight and found it faithful to come to God in prayer. He said, come to me in prayer, all of you who are burdened, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I don't know about you, but sometimes I need rest. Sometimes I need a break. Sometimes I need to be restored. Sometimes I just need a fresh touch from God. We are human. Oh, hallelujah. We are yet made of clay, but I thank God there's a supernatural work always at work on the inside of us. So we are reminded tonight that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. God, oh, I hear the Holy Ghost already. I said, God will not put on you more than what you can handle, more than what you can lift up, more than what you can bear. I have some weights down in my basement, and there's a certain amount of weight that I know I can lift.
Yeah.
Now, if I put all those barbells that I have down there, and if I just lift that barbell and throw all the weights I have down in my basement and put it on that rack and put it on my bench press, yeah, possibly I can lift it. But in reality, glory be to God, I know there's a maximum amount of weight that I can humanly lift. And that's how life is. God won't put on you more than what you can handle.
Yeah.
So if it looks like you can't handle the load that he has given you, if it looks like you can't lift up what he has allowed to happen in this season in your life, I'm believing the word that says he'll make a way of escape for you.
Yeah.
He will help you in your time of need. God will help you lift the load. Unlike some natural weights, God will help you lift the load and the cares of this world up off of your life. I thank God for you tonight, and we thank God for everyone that will call, everyone who has already called, and everyone that will call in tonight. We believe in the power of prayer, and we make no apology for it. Oh, glory be to God. My wife preached the word in Elizabeth, and Paul was telling Timothy, preach the word in season, out of season. He said, be courageous with this thing. Be bold with this thing. I mean, in Timothy day, it was a rough time. But Paul was trying to tell him, don't be timid. God has not given you the spirit of fear. And Timothy had to listen to Paul because he was about to be poured out as a drink offering. So it was up to Timothy to hear the words of his mentor. Hear the words of his teacher. And that's what I want to look at today, coming from Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse number 20. My wife also took from this yesterday on one of her broadcasts. But listen to what the Bible says from the New International Version of the Bible. It says, in the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said, Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Verse 22, have faith in God. Or some say, have the God kind of faith. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, if anyone, that includes everyone on this phone line tonight, I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, now Jesus is going to back up what he just said. Verse 24, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours, Jesus. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name on tonight. God, there's none like you in all the earth, and we give your name praise, we give your name glory, and we give your name honor. Have the God kind of faith, or Jesus said, have faith in God. Sometimes we go through things in life simply for a demonstration and manifestation of God's goodness in the earth realm. Pastor, I believe that in today's church, sometimes we're talking it, sometimes we're hearing it, but sometimes we don't see the demonstration. I thank God for 19 years of marriage on next month. I thank God as we have seen our children healed from serious diseases. I thank God as we have seen the manifestation and demonstration through testimonies, yet even on this prayer line, of the power of God. And he was simply telling his disciples as he walked the earth, curses of fig tree. We were talking today and my wife said, Jesus was upset with the tree because it had the appearance of bearing fruit. She said it had the appearance of a fruit-bearing tree. It had the leaves. It looked like it was ripe. It looked like it was good to eat off of. But when Jesus approached this tree and found that it was figless, it had no fruit. It had no fruit on it. It was just an appearance. It was not the real thing. And Jesus cursed the tree because it was an imitation of what it should have been. And God is saying to us through prayer, when you pray, you're asking me to help you get yourself together. When you pray, you're asking me to help those who are weak among you. When you pray, you're asking me even to sustain you if you are doing the right things, if you are living holy, if you are tithing, if you are trying to be faithful, if you are living by faith and not by sight. It is up to God to sustain us. That's why I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop believing, because I believe Matthew 11:24. Therefore, when you pray, I feel the Holy Ghost. He says, therefore, when you pray, make it personal, church. Believe that you receive and you have what you ask of him. So, Pastor, it shows me that the key is believing this thing. Be it unto us according to our faith. All things are possible for those who believe. So, Lord, help our unbelief. Oh, my God. I saw the Holy Ghost so mightily. The one word that keeps us from the promise is unbelief. Not fear, not doubt, unbelief. The one word that's going to stop us from prospering is unbelief. So like that father, Lord, help us with our unbelief. Even as we celebrate Father's Day on Sunday, it's always a strange day. My wife and I have seen it as pastors. Me, myself, not growing up with a father, I have mixed emotions sometimes on Father's Day. because my mother raised 8 kids on an 8th grade education, and I thank God for my mother. God gave my mother grace, and she remarried, and her second husband treated her like a queen. Her second husband poured blessings on us children. Her second husband allowed us to go on family vacations and financially brought the financial need that we needed as young people. So my mother's second marriage was a blessing to her. And as I see this scripture saying, forgive, oh, glory be to God. As my wife ministered to women, sometimes they have not forgiven something that happened a long time ago. And there are so many people that have this thing against their natural fathers. And people of God, whether it's in the past or whether it's current, we must forgive. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we pray tonight, help us to forgive. As we pray tonight, help us to believe. As we pray tonight, help us in the mighty name of Jesus to believe those things in which we ask of you on these Tuesday nights will happen in due season. Lord, we need you to move not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Anybody sick on this prayer line tonight, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every pain being removed. Every irregulated blood disorder being regulated right now in the name of Jesus. Chronic and clinical conditions being healed and being restored and being renewed in the name of Jesus. It said he removes sickness. It says he takes away disease. It says he restores our souls. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. By faith, the sick right now is healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, every marriage that's in trouble, right now we speak peace. We speak reconciliation. We speak order in the home. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, God. Like blind Bartimaeus, he cried out. He was blind for most of his life, and he cried out, Lord, have mercy on me. I want my sight. I saw a TV commercial on today, and the woman was blind, and she was washing clothes, and the bus dropped off her daughter in front of her house, and she hugged her daughter as she came home from school. And even the blindness did not stop this woman from leading a normal life. So God, grace is sufficient. I'm going to say that one more time. The grace of God is sufficient. Somebody need to hear it again tonight. Because I'm sensing and I'm seeing and I'm discerning on this prayer line, somebody saying, God, I need a break. God, I need you like never before. God, I thought about giving up. I'm thinking about throwing in the towel. God, I'm thinking about quitting. And I'm here to remind you, beloved, don't quit. It's too soon to give up on God because God hasn't given up on you. I feel the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to say it one more time. Like he told the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient. So, Lord, I thank you for sufficiency. When we don't know the answer, your grace is sufficient. When we are troubled on every side, your grace, Ashama Akata, your grace is sufficient. When we are pressed on every side, your grace is sufficient. When we are perplexed and in distress and cast down, we are not defeated because your grace is sufficient. Oh, I'm trying not to preach because we're called here to pray. But something's trying to push me. Something's on the inside of me telling you I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, we love you, Lord. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Last, Rebecca preached the word to us on the prayer line, and she reminded us to consider our ways. And once we look at ourselves, hallelujah, she reminded us, like the prodigal son, once you come to your senses, get it together, dust yourself off, shake yourself off, and get back in the ring. Yeah. Get back in the fight. Yeah. Get back in the game. I said I don't feel like preaching, but yes, I do feel like preaching. After all, I'm a preacher in the name of Jesus. And when that anointing hits you, you find words, and you find the energy, and you find glory be to God, you find the enthusiasm. Even though I'm a little tired in my body right now, you find something that gets a hold of you.
Yeah.
And it pushes you.
Yes.
And it provokes you. And it prompts you to speak a word of life into the people of God. To speak a word of exhortation into the people of God. To encourage the discouraged in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you tonight. Because you said what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. So as my wife takes the prayer line, as we continue to pray, as we continue to move, glory be to God. As we continue to move tonight, God is telling us just to flow tonight. And we see a hand raised, and we're taking this first caller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pastor, put that caller on the air. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to take praise reports. We're going to continue to take prayer requests. If you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air. We will touch and agree with you. We will pray with you. We will cover you with the blood of Jesus. But we have this first caller tonight, and we're going to get out of God's way and let God have his way. Area code 908. You are on the air. God bless you. Area code 908. Is that a prayer request? We're gonna try one more time. Area code 908. We'll get back to you if you don't respond. But area code 908, we see your hand raised. Is that a prayer request? Amen. We'll take another caller. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Area code 678. 678.
Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I could feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Power of the Lord is here.
Yes.
The power of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Is here. Everybody blow the trumpet and sound the alarm. Because the Lord is in the temple, let everybody bow. Let all the people praise him now. The Lord is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being here in this prayer line, this powerful
prayer line.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I pray that you heal Pastor Anthony and give relief to Pastor Rebecca through what she's experiencing, too, because I'm sure that it lays heavy on her, too, to see her husband like that. Thank you, Jesus. And I also want to say that you prayed for my sister a couple of weeks about her foot that was bothering her. Well, I noticed she was walking good the other day, and I says, hey, what happened to your foot? She goes, I don't know. The pain went away. I says, that was God.
Amen.
So, I mean, I have seen her week after week walking on her leg, and her feet was always, she was always limping. I didn't see her limp before about a week, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Something's wrong with this picture. And she told me, she said, it doesn't hurt that much anymore. So I know that God had his hand on, and I knew that he was going to heal her. So thank you, Jesus, for that. And I just want to also ask for a prayer for my cousin Carmen. She's not feeling too well. She's having some pains in the side of her hips. And I told her that we were going to pray for her. So I just want a little prayer so God could heal her and her pain. And I just want to give God thanks because everything seems to be running real smooth with my transition into my new location, which will be in about a couple of weeks. And I thank God for that. I'm being still, and I'm just waiting for him because I know that he is helping me through all of this. I just have to be still and see the wonders and the marvelous things that he does do for you and keep on praising him. I praise him every day, every day. Every day of the day, and even like I said, I wake up with a song, and then I forget. I said, this is a song I want to sing on the prayer line. By the end of the day, I forget it's a song that I'm going to sing, but I know that his presence is here in this prayer line, and even, you know, here in my house, he has really, really, you know, been through everything with me. And if he has taken me here, I know that he's going to see me through everything. Thank you, Jesus, because I love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that was a powerful song. We're going to pray for you, but I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my blessing right now. So
yes,
I love that song by Byron Cage. It is a powerful song, and it's something about the presence of the Lord. There is liberty. There is freedom.
Well, I had it all set up to come, and something happened, but I don't care. God knows my heart.
Amen, amen. And the Holy Spirit resides in your home, so it's going to be all right anyway. It doesn't even matter. But we heard the song, we heard the music, and we heard you singing, so it was a blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. For Sister Maria, Lord, we thank you for her faithfulness, even always having a song in her spirit and a song on her heart to bring singing and songs to this prayer line, Lord, on a weekly basis. You said those who sing make merry, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that the joy of the Lord should find strength, Lord, even in music, even in song.
Yes.
There's something supernatural, Lord, about music, especially gospel inspirational music. So we thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness to song. So, Lord, I thank you even as she has encouraged us tonight in the spirit, Lord, even as she has invited through song, Lord, the spirit of the living God. Lord, you know what she stands in the need of, that pending situation, that situation, Lord, that she needs an answer to. Lord, hallelujah. You're watching over your word to perform.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, right now, we know that she's going to have a favorable outcome. We know that it's going to work out for her good. We know, Lord, and we believe that faith right now, that you know what she's praying for, you know how she needs it to turn out, you know what she needs to happen. So, Lord, we just touch and agree with her right now.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, that you would give her the desires of her heart.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, I pray that she's not asking amiss. I pray in the name of Jesus, because she is asking, she is seeking, she is knocking, and you said ask, it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be made open.
Lord,
so, I don't know how long she needs this thing to be done. I don't know how long she's been waiting. And
thank
I know time
Lord.
Doesn't matter to you. Time matters to us, but you're
thank
timeless. So I
thank
know it's going to happen in due season. So we
yes,
believe
Lord,
by faith.
You.
We believe by faith right
thank
now
you, Jesus.
That it's going to happen for Maria in the
thank
name of
you, Lord.
Jesus.
In the
and
name
bless,
of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Carmen,
hallelujah.
As she has lifted Sister Carmen up tonight, we speak healing over her life,
yes.
Concerning that side or that hip area. We
yes,
speak
Jesus.
Whatever it is, Lord. We pray for Sister
yes,
Carmen,
Lord.
Who has been so faithful to our pastors and his prayer line.
Yes,
she is a blessing to many of us.
Yes,
so we speak healing over her life. We
yes.
send your word that she might be healed. So
yes,
cover Sister Maria, Sister Lisa, her
yes.
son.
Yes,
we pray
Lord.
For all of her family members.
Yes,
every finance
you
need being
hallelujah.
Met. Every household need being met. Even
yes,
as
Lord.
You use her, Father God, to win souls for the kingdom. Bless
yes,
her,
Lord.
God.
Yes.
Use her mightily in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And more than that, God, give her peace.
Yes, Lord.
As you give her patience.
Yes,
oh,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I speak that into your life right now. God says, I'm going to give you peace while I
thank
give
you
patience.
Jesus. Oh, yes.
In other words,
even
if you have to still wait for the results, he's going to give you peace
thank
and
you,
patience.
And
he's
that's exactly how I feel.
Oh, there you go.
That's exactly how I feel. I feel
glory.
Very peaceful.
Oh.
I feel very peaceful. And it's just like, just wait on me because you're going to see what I'm going to give you. I'm just being very patient and quiet and just waiting for the Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I have nothing else to say because
yes.
the prophet has spoken and you have received
yes.
that word. Because
yes,
it was already
in
your spirit.
Yes,
it was
Lord,
already in
you.
Your spirit. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
We thank God for you tonight. And what a blessing. So you walk in your peace.
Yes.
And you
yes,
claim
Lord.
Your patience.
Yes.
Because prosperity
yes.
is yours.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God bless
hallelujah.
You, Father. I mean,
God
Pastor Anthony
you.
And Pastor Rebecca. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God be all the glory. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. What an awesome God we serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve a magnificent God. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank God for the praise reports on tonight. We thank God for Lisa and Carmen and Maria and everything that God is doing in their lives. And we just are so grateful. Hallelujah. That God is with us on this prayer line. Hallelujah. Yet will we praise him. Yet will we give him the glory. Yet will we give him the honor because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily spoke that thing. And we just believe and not doubt that we can cast a mountain into the sea. We can tell that mountain to be moved, and that mountain will be moved. That God is moving some mountains in the lives of his people. Some of you are in the need of some mountain-moving miracles. My God is getting ready to move some mountains in your life that have been just hovering around your life, and God is moving mountains, my God, by your faith. Hallelujah. So continue to believe God. If he said it, we can believe it because it will surely come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. God can heal cancer. God can heal arthritis. God can heal heart disease. He can heal aching limbs. My God. Hallelujah. So we believe God and we just thank God for all of you touching and agreeing on this prayer line that God is still a healer. He is still a deliverer. He is still a provider. And he is still our peace, Pastor. He is still our peace. Amen. We're going to take another call. Amen. Area code 973. God bless you. Area code 973.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca. I missed you on Sunday. I wasn't feeling well, and I'm still not feeling well. I have this shooting, stabbing pain in, like, my lower back, and, like, when I, even if I sit or I stand, it doesn't matter the position I'm in. It'll I have to stop, and I'd be like, oh, you know, it's very painful. I don't know if I'm going to have to go to the doctor, but I want to feel better, because I want to be at the young adult service on Sunday, which I know it's going to be powerful and full of surprises too.
Yes.
But I missed you, and I'm always thinking about you guys and praying for Pastor Anthony. I know that God's going to heal him, and to give you strength, because I know it's hard on you too. But he's blessed. You're both blessed to have each other to fall back.
Yes.
And besides each other, you have God. And you have all of
Amen.
People.
Sister Carmen, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on tonight. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That everybody on this prayer line is touching and agreeing for this prayer. Even as we, Father God, direct this prayer to our dear sister Carmen, Father God, to that area in her lower back, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Father God, right now that you touch that area. Lay your hands on it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, touch, God, touch. Oh, glory. We thank you for your fire, for your power, your dunamis power touching her body, God, that whole area, the lower back. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind up the spirit of illness. We bind up the spirit of sickness. We bind up any spirit that's contrary to your will for her to be healed. You said by the stripes of Christ she is healed. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing in her body, God. We thank you, Lord, for your fire touching her body right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Ghost hand touching her body right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural healing. We thank you for miraculous healing, God. We believe, God. You said if we pray anything and we believe and we do not doubt, God, that we shall have what we ask for. So, Lord, we are believing for healing for Sister Carmen, God, that she will be able to bend, that she will be able to walk, that she will be able to sit. We bind up the shooting pain, and we loose, Father God, we loose that area right now. We loose that area. We loose that area right now in the name of Jesus. And we send forth your fire. We send forth your power. We send forth the bomb of
Jesus.
We
send
forth
your healing.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, and we thank you for strength, God. We thank you, Lord, that it'll be like new, God, never to return again, God. And Lord, we know, Lord, that this is the spirit of sickness that's been sent against us in the spirit realm, and we bind up the spirit of sickness right now. We come against witchcraft or any murder curses, and we bind up everything in the spirit realm that is contrary to your word in the name of Jesus. And we release the Holy Ghost power of the healing resurrection that's on the inside of her, on the inside of each and every one of us. And we loose it over our life right now. And we declare our healing.
Hallelujah.
Lord. In Jesus. Mama Kashana. In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, for this vessel, we thank you that she will be able to function, and she will be in church, able to come to church on Sunday. Hallelujah. And this is our heart to God. We thank as we delight ourselves in you, that you will give us the desires of our hearts. So we speak healing, and we speak deliverance, and we speak the ability for her to do whatever she needs to do, including being in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I don't know if you heard me before. I was saying that I'm always thinking about you guys, and I'm always praying for Pastor Anthony because I know God's going to heal him. He has a lot of people praying for him, and I know he has a lot of faith, and you have each other to lay back on, plus you have God who's the number one directing your ship. And your ship is going straight to victory. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, we miss you Sunday also. Thank you for the Father's Day card. Thank you so much that you bless us with. And as you said, my wife is going through this with me, and I thank God for you and Sister Maria praying for Pastor Rebecca because she's walking through it too. And we believe that even as my wife was praying, I felt that the pain subsiding. I saw and I sensed the pain in your body just subsiding and being reduced.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So I know God is doing something, and I know you're going to start feeling so much better. And I really believe
that.
Thank
you, Lord. And I said I can't wait for the youth, for the adults, young adult service on Sunday, which I know is going to be great and powerful and full of surprises. And I can't wait to go.
It's going to be good. They have some surprises for us. They're working on so many different things. We're going to see our young people do God in their own way. So I'm looking forward.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. Pastor Beck and I, we're going to come and we're just going
to
have fun.
I have to put on the blue jeans.
Yeah, we're going to come a little dressed down on Sunday because we might have to try to move with the young people. So I can't move in my...
Okay, that's good. That's good. I like that.
I'll
be dressed down too.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah, we want people to be to come casual on Sunday because we want to have some fun in church, and it's going to be good. We're thinking about food, but we're going to talk about all that other stuff.
Pastor Anthony, you can't wear a suit on Sunday, okay?
No, I'm not wearing a suit Sunday.
Okay, good.
We're not dressing now with our normal attire on Sunday. We're going to be dressed down.
Okay, great. I can't wait. God bless you both. I love you. Have a good night.
God bless
you. We love you. Amen.
Me too.
Hallelujah.
Amen. She is a blessing, and I know she is already healed. She received that, and I know God has already touched her body. In the name of Jesus. We have another caller, and we're going to continue to pray, but we have another caller in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Let me just see if you can't hear us, just call back in. If you can't hear us, just call back in. But we can hear this caller, but we saw a few callers drop off. But we're going to take this next caller, area code 270. But we saw a few callers drop off, and they're going to come back, I'm sure. 270, you're on the air. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his mighty blessings that he's allowed me to receive. Thank God for being Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning of the end. Thank God for being the author and the finish of our faith. Thank God for the inspiration that I have received. The fresh anointing from the anointed zone. The presence of the Lord is here.
Yes.
And where the presence of the Lord is, the fullness of the Lord, there is liberty. And I just want to thank God for what he's allowing us to receive on each and every Tuesday night. I want to thank God for the pastors at Hillside, New Jersey. I want to thank God for the bloodshed that covers them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And I know, thank God, behind every man of they of the Lord. And I just want to thank God for both of you. Happy belated Father's Day to you, Pastor Anthony. I just want to thank God for allowing the word to come, which the word of God we know is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts going in and it heals coming out. And I just want to thank God for allowing you to know that you are walking in your healing. And I want to thank God for allowing you to know that it is an inspiration to know the faith that he has allowed you to walk in and display as you receive your healing. Thank God for Sister Maria and her anointed vocal cords, just praising the Lord, just worshiping the Lord, just exalting and magnifying him. I just want to decree and declare healing for her and each individual on this prayer line. Whatever you stand in need of, you already know we serve a provident God, and we want to thank you, Father, for being the head of our life. We want to thank you for your bloodshed that covers us, and we just walk out in the blessings from on high. You bless us in an abundance. Whatever we stand in need of, we serve a provident God. Healing is his specialty. His bloodshed covers us. That's a part of our salvation, to be healed in the name of Jesus. We're not worrying about the healing. We're calling on the healer. His name is Hosanna. His name is Yahshua. He's the God of our salvation. And we're rejoicing. And we're walking it out in faith. And we believe in you, King Jesus, for who you are, for what you've already given us, for what you've already prepared. You have breathed your manifestation into our life, Father. We are healed, filled, and thrilled with rivers of running water from the gift of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, continue to have your way at New Creation Christian Ministry. Continue to bless them mightily. Continue to strengthen them with the comfort of the Father. We know it's by your power that you have dispensed in us where we stand, Father. Continue to write your word on the tablets of your pastor's heart. Continue to allow your word to be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. Continue to allow them to hold your unchanging hand. Continue to give them a fresh anointing. Continue to empower them. Continue to use them to your glory. Continue to bless them mightily, Father. And I say again, my brother, walk in your healing. Rejoice as you do in the name of Jesus. Because whatever attack that has came against you is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus. You are walking under the blood of the Lamb. Healing power in the blood. Purification power in the blood. Cleansing power in the blood. We praise you, Father, for your only begotten Son, Jesus, his birth. It took the birth to get to the death. It took the death so he can live and we can live in him. It took the death for us to receive the blood that covers us, that heals us, that cleanses us, that purifies us. The blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I praise you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the blood. Yes. And I thank you, Jesus, for the gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for your gift, the gift of prophecy. Continue to use their mouth as your mouthpiece, Father. Continue to have your way, Father. Continue to speak your word. And we receive and take it to the faith bank. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I exalt and magnify. And I know your word said, well, you are lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. Continue to use them to lead your people to Jesus Christ, Father. Just have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. We rejoice because we got the victory. We are conquered all things. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare spiritual prosperity, financial prosperity, whatever you stand in need of, our Father will supply our resources from on high. You are blessed in an abundance. Walk in the victory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight. We magnify your name. We thank you for this powerful man of God with the word of the Lord in his mouth. We thank you for the fire that's in his belly. We thank you for the authority that he walks in the name of Jesus. Now touch Brother Jamal. Oh, glory be to God as he has reminded us what grace has made available for us. Healing is available through your grace. Deliverance is available through your grace. Money is available through your grace. The power of change is available through your grace. Though I receive his word of healing over my life, I thank you as he has prayed over New Creation Church, as he always do, that you will use our church in this New Jersey area to turn this state upside down, that we will impact the city of Hillside, New Jersey, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that the resources that we need will be given to us. Thank you for the members coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you for every member, every family at New Creation Church. Now, Lord, give my brother the resources he needs to do the will of God that's on his life, to fulfill the call of God that's on his life, to move forward by faith and not by sight, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we cover him with the blood of Jesus. We put supernatural protection around his life, and we say, Lord, use him as you use him every Tuesday night on this prayer line. Put the right people in front of him. Put him in the right churches to preach your word. Give him opportunities to minister with power and authority to cast out strongholds in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for his prayer life. I thank you for his testimony. I thank you for his faithfulness to this prayer line, even as he has told others about this prayer line. Bless Brother Jamal. Touch him, Lord. Give him favor, Lord. What he can't do, you do. What he can't fix, God, you fix. What he can't move, God, you move. So I thank you for supernatural protection and supernatural provision over his life in Jesus' name. And a belated Happy Father's Day to you. If you're a father, I just want to wish you a belated Happy. Brother Jamal, are you a father?
Yes, I am. A grandfather. Thank you, Jesus.
A grandfather. Well, happy belated Father's Day to you.
Amen.
I pray as they celebrated you, Father and Grandfather, that God continues to bless you as he has blessed you with children and as he celebrate you as a man of God. Beth and Rebecca and myself and the New Creation Church family, we thank God for you. I tell you, there's something about, there's only certain people, my wife can tell you, that stir up my blood. And when you speak, we thank God for your prayer life, and we just feel God when you begin to open up your mouth. And we thank God for that you know him personally. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, let the Lord use you, and we thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. I don't know if that was our final call, but we're having a little technical difficulty. We had a full switchboard, and I believe they still can hear us, but we just can't see them.
Yeah.
And if you're out there, we just can't see you raising your hands. We saw a lot of hands raised. We saw a lot of phone numbers come up. But for some reason, we can't see you guys now. But Pastor's going to pray for you, and we're going to fix it out by next Tuesday. We'll have it all settled. But we see you, and we love you, and we're going to pray for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we bind up every spirit that's not like you, oh God, that will try to come against this prayer line. And Lord, right now, we pray for every person, God, that showed up on tonight, God. Every person that wanted to speak and did not get a chance, oh God, to come and submit a prayer request, God. So, Lord, we come and right now, God, and we pray for every person, oh God, on this prayer line, God. We pray for Lisa, and we pray, Father God, for Brother Jamal's friend, and we pray, Father God, for Sister Maria's friend, and we pray, Father God, for Mother May Thomas, and we pray for Sister Miriam and Sister Jarinette, oh God, and Sister Lori Davis, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up each and every person to you, oh God, and we thank you and we praise you, God. Whatever their need is on tonight, God, we ask that you will meet every need.
in the name of Jesus. Bless their households, bless their children, bless their families, oh God. Bless, oh God, their coming and their going. Lord, make every provision, oh God. Lord, we just thank you because you are able to save souls, change lives, God. Do something new in their families, Lord. Lord, you are able, God, and we just thank you. We give them to you, God. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for the church, God. We thank you for every church represented on this line. We thank you for the pastors. We pray for those in South Carolina. We pray for the families represented by those who were murdered in North Carolina and South Carolina on last week. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would comfort those families. We ask, Father God, that you would comfort that church family. We ask that you would comfort the church in the nation and around the world, God, as we look upon this tragedy, Father God, that happened in the world. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you will never lose your power. And as you said in your word, the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. We pray for all of our children. We pray for our grandchildren. We pray for our great-grandchildren, God. We put the hedge of protection around their lives. We pray for, Father God, Sister Carmen's grandbabies and Brother Jamal's grandbabies and Sister Maria's child, oh God, and our children and our grandchildren and all of the children that are represented on this line. And we pray for Mother Mae Thomas and her children and her grandchildren. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that you are able. We pray the prayer of healing for all who are sick in their bodies, oh God. We thank you. We pray the prayer of encouragement for those who are discouraged. We pray power over those who are feeling weak on tonight. Lord, we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries. We bind up the spirit of confusion, witchcraft. We bind up the spirit of division and offense. And we thank you, Lord, for peace and unity and for your kabod, for your glory, to rest in that place. Bless our young people as they go forth with the young people's service on this upcoming Sunday. So from the ages of 10 on up, God, for the ages of 5 on up, God, we thank you, Lord, that our young people will participate in praising you. We thank you, Lord, that our young people will praise you in their own way. We thank you, Lord, that they will have an opportunity to worship you and to praise you and to celebrate Jesus, hallelujah, in the way that is relevant to them, but is still, hallelujah, with reverence to you, oh God. So, Lord, bless this upcoming service. Bless every person that's connected to the ministry. Bless every person that's connected to this prayer line. Bless, oh God, and we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to heal Pastor Anthony. We thank you that he's already healed. Thank you for those who are praying for my husband. Thank you for those who are praying for me, God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. Continue to bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Well, Pastor, covered everyone that we did not get a chance to talk to you specifically, but received that prayer in the name of Jesus. Sister Rita Pearl, always listening. We pray for Sister Rita right now, Lord. We thank you for glory be to God, her faithfulness to her pastors and her church. Lord, wherever she is, minister to her mind, her heart, and her spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you would meet every need in that young woman's life, that, Lord, provision will be hers. Thank you for growing her up supernaturally, Lord. I thank you as she continues to write and as she continues, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to create through words, that you would continue to give her creativity. Thank you for ingenuity, Lord. Thank you for freshness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, with songs. I thank you in the name of Jesus as you have gifted her in so many areas, Lord, that she would continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Yes. Thank you for the love that she has for her church and her pastors. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you would give her favor, Lord, wherever she is. Glory be to God, even with the people that surrounding her, Lord. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you meet every need that she's standing in the need of. So bless Sister Rita and cover her with the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the angels that watch over her on a daily basis, even the new people and the new, Father God, network of, Father God, those you are sending through her path in this season. We thank you for her and we bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go down from this place, but never away from his presence. Pastor, I want to hear Tamla, man, take me to the King. Just continue to go to the King. I know that everyone on this prayer line, you're already healed, but this song, let it minister to you. Sometimes we don't have much to bring to God, but he is there for us. King Jesus is just waiting for us to come to him in the name of Jesus. We have midweek service tomorrow, 7:30. We have drug and alcohol addiction on Thursday, 7:30 p.m., 1482 Maple Avenue. And Sunday, our young people, they're going to sing, they're going to dance, they're going to just praise God in their own way. And then we are going to have a food fellowship at the end of the service and break bread together because we have food fellowship on 4th Sundays. It's going to be a powerful time, and I'm going to feel like a kid again. I'm going to love it in the name of Jesus. Take me to the King. Go and please serve the Lord. God bless you, everyone.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.